Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Alana Gordon. Les Ismore has been around the local music scene for many years. He's built a reputation around his live, energizing performances, like with the band Hearts of Darkness. He's collaborated with musicians all around town. He's now out with his second solo album, which he made with producer D-Will. We're listening right now to the first track on that album, Fire Code. Ismore's joining us in studio now. Les, welcome to Central Standard.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Also, if you have any questions for Les or about what you think of hip-hop in Kansas City, you can join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888 or post your comments to Facebook or Twitter. We are at KCURCST. So, you've got a new album. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And this has been in the works for how long?
Let's say 3 years, maybe.
3 years.
You know,
so,
but not straight on, steady, but, you know, that's expand.
So quite some time. Yeah. How are you feeling about it?
Real good.
Yeah?
Real good.
Well, let's listen to another track from that album.
Cool.
Man, I was rocking a diaper till I was 19. 4 years I wanna be James Brown in my jeans. Hey, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Middle of the map is the movement. That other useless. Missouri got my back. Let's do this. UPC, we elite Mac computers. We send a virus high speed to your eyelids.
So, Les, this is the second track on that album, Carving My Initials. And, you know, you reference a lot of things in this album, one of which we just heard, Middle of the Map.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that a lot throughout this whole album and in a lot of your work. Middle of the Map movement.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
I mean, I'm just waving the flag of our time, sound. You know, people say Midwest a lot, and I don't like saying that because that's kind of like a, still you're a part of something else.
Uh-huh.
And Middle of the Map is like, this is new. This
right.
is like, we all have our own thing. We don't need anything else. Nothing else is like, we don't need nothing else. Just middle. That's the core.
Are you from the Kansas City area?
For the most part.
Uh-huh.
From Illinois, too.
Okay.
So, you know.
So you have, you are here. This is, it's a big part of your music and what it means. You identify a lot about Kansas City, middle of the map hip hop.
Absolutely. Kansas City, period, music.
What is the hip hop scene for you like in Kansas City? You've been involved in this for many years.
Fun.
Yeah.
You know, people, family.
Where are some of the venues that support hip hop in Kansas City?
Things have changed, but Record Boy and Riot been around forever, you know.
I remember, like, you know, many years ago, you'd have to go out to Lawrence for shows.
Yep.
So, how has it changed, and, like, when did that change? Like, what was that about?
Well, that was kind of before I embarked on the scene. But I know it was, like, Miles and a lot of folks moved to Kansas City. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks that was in the Lawrence scene just came to KC, and then it just moved in.
Uh-huh.
So, truthfully, I think that's what happened.
Yeah, and a lot of what I hear in your music is a lot of different genres. I mean, even in this album, Heartfelt Anarchy, I hear a lot of guitar riffs.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a lot of references. And I'm wondering, references in terms of to whether it's P-Funk or James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Or so who, tell me a little bit about your influences.
Let's see here. There's so many, but we can start. Beginning is probably be Dungeon Family and Dungeon Family, which is Outkast, Goody Mob, Organized Noise, Big Rube, and some other affiliates. That's like a big influence on this whole consciousness mind state.
Mm-hmm.
And then James Brown came later, and that just that live music, Slide of Family Stone, Faye La, Sun Ra. I can go on.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just list those. Exuma.
So what about Fela and Sun Ra?
Well, they're like those top elite artists that encompass, like, everything period. Like, everything you need is a... They got everything. So it's like, you know, they got political. The music is, you know, it's pushing. Man.
Yeah.
Those guys are just great people. And they're like, you know, they were about stuff. They stood for stuff.
So actually, you know, one of the things in addition to this album that you've got here, I want to step back for a minute. You also play in a local band called Hearts of Darkness.
Yep.
And we're going to listen to a track. Pretty like high energy.
Yes.
If I were looking at Hearts of Darkness right now on stage, what would I see?
Oh, on this song right here?
Yeah.
You probably see me hands in the air directing them hordes and ladies grooving, dancing, you know.
How many people are in this band? What do we got looking at?
Let's just say like 15. That's like the average. So it goes up and down maybe.
So what's happening in the audience right now?
Everybody's probably dancing and doing crazy stuff and partying. We're like a party. We're the club. That's what it is. Good times.
What would you be wearing?
Whatever. I change. It's probably what I'm wearing now.
So you like know. Kansas City hat.
You know, probably more. Nine times out of ten, I'm wearing a KC hat.
Uh huh.
You know. That's usually what I'm doing.
Are you a big Royals fan, or what's that?
I mean, it's just KC, and I'm repping the Royals, too.
So this song, Unplug Yourself. I hear that a lot, even in your newer album, this idea about unplugging yourself. It seems like when I think of that, it has to do with kind of, we have a lot of internet around us. We have a lot. How does that play into your music and your thoughts on that culture? Do you embrace it?
Yeah, I embrace it. I had to turn my phone off. But you got to just put some limits on yourself and know where you at. I ain't trying to be a zombie in this zombie culture.
Well, you're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm Alana Gordon. Our guest is hip-hop artist Less Is More. We're talking about his latest project and about the music scene in Kansas City. So you've got this new album out. It's called Heartfelt Anarchy.
Yes.
What is that title about?
All right. And the album is basically an intro to the group, the band, which is me and D. Will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not my album with him producing it because we've done that, but this is like... We did everything. Basically produced and written by us.
Okay.
You know, because it's that kind of collab. And Heartfelt Anarchy, I mean, that's just chaos. And it's, you got deep, you know, you mean it. Heartfelt is not just doing it to do it. It's like you got something to say or something, a goal.
So.
And the album is, I kind of throw things out.
Yeah, let's listen to that. I'm assuming it's track 4 called
Halt.
Halt.
Yeah, Halt. What one word can do, cause you meddling. Devil sin, who? The payback is evident. Who's you fooling? Crews get beheaded then. Torn and feathered then. Reverse the torture. Course is unsettling. You smell it then?
So you talked about chaos, and one of the things that I'm really struck by when I listen to a lot of this music is kind of the rhythms change a lot. Typically, like when I think about a hip-hop album or something, I think about you've got like your loop, right? You've got your loop of your beat, but a lot of this is kind of off balance, or it's kind of got heavy on that strong beat. I'm wondering how you came up with that.
We're just trying to push ourselves to do sounds that we ain't done before, I guess, you know? So I may come with a record. Because I listen to all kind of wild stuff. I almost said one of them words. Listen to all kind of wild stuff. And I, so maybe one of the songs out of the 11, maybe I brought him some crazy stuff. And he's like, oh, when he's going to flip it the way he flip it, but it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same sound. Maybe not some soul, because maybe some red weird rock record or something. So, like that one you probably just heard, that may be one of those things, right? Yeah.
And so when you think about that compared to Hearts of Darkness, this big dance band, mm-hmm. And a lot of that seems to be about live performance. And yet this is, you know, you've got kind of your, you know, tracks kind of all built in and produced. I mean, how much is live performance part of something like this?
Probably the most unique part of it. Our live show is pretty much live. Mm-hmm. So he's playing the drums and the percussion.
Like the sampler drum machine.
Yeah, he's got like stuff lined up. So he has to play it. And basically it can be changed and manipulated. So it's not going to sound the same ever, any show. So we've only done like 8 shows maybe as Heartfelt Anarchy mm-hmm. with this new way to do it. So you come see us live, it's not even going to sound like the album. It's going to sound like another experience because it's even rawer.
What do you like about live performances?
I just love music, and that's just the purest form. I mean, CDs is cool, take home, but it's not. It's all about live shows. So there's energy. There's all kind of energy you can get. All kinds. I'm going to say that. All kinds. So the whole spectrum is there in a live show. Vibes.
Is it
you
different?
You can release.
What'd you say?
You can release. Mm-hmm. You know, it's work. It's too much. This music is everything. I mean, to me. So live show is everything.
Is it different doing something with D-Will where there's basically two of you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you talk about bringing other people in, but
yeah.
As opposed to playing, you know, with 20 other people, like, is there a difference?
There's definitely a difference, because then it's just me and D-Will, and that means you can't be like, oh, well, I can just back out and not do nothing right now. Because H.O.D., I can just chill. I don't have to do nothing. I can just chill in the back of stage and just listen and enjoy. And then, you know, I can come back up 5 minutes later and do my little part, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Halt, I'm the band, so it's two of us. So I got to control more.
I'm wondering about the process. Like, do you come up with the rhythms first or the concept, or do you come up with the lyrics for it?
All of that. All of that on this one. There's not been one consistent way to do stuff. So we've been all over the place, and it's going to keep continuing.
Uh-huh.
And like, yeah, these songs are going to change because we're changing them now. So they're changing lives. So we're still producing. We're still creating.
Mm-hmm.
It's forever. Everything's alive. Put it like that.
So when I've seen you play live, and there is a whole lot of energy on stage. And I'm wondering, like, if I were to imagine, like, Less Is More as a kid, like, were you kind of running around, like, maybe at, like, family picnics? Like, what were you like?
I was chill and quiet and shy, but I was never home. So I was always out, you know, outside.
What about
the outside
friends?
Kid.
Okay.
You know, so I'm playing outside forever, and I'm not coming home
mm-hmm.
until you get to come home, street life, whatever.
What about with your friends? Like, would they describe you off stage? How would you describe yourself even?
I'm chill. And then, you know, certain people know I get goofy and wild. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that comes out. I'm not mean people. If that's what you're saying. I'm just chill.
So you listening may not know that we also kind of have a live thing going on in here where you are eating, as we speak, a Granny Smith apple. And I bring this up because, well, so I cover the health beat here at KCUR. We have apples here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch your videos, the line, middle of the map, you often reference Granny Smith apples. What is that about? Wait, you've got to finish chewing right now, folks. We've got to stop.
It's so incredible. I'm not hitting the cough switch. I'm going to keep eating this apple. Because Granny Smiths are incredible. So, you know, I don't need to be any deeper than that.
Really?
I love Granny Smiths, you know. And, yeah, you got to listen to my music. That's all I'm.
But, I mean, is it like, what about, why Granny Smiths?
Why not? What
because the apple is like, it can be so symbolic of so many different things. You think of like biblical beginnings, but I mean, this for you is just, it's about the goodness. And I mean, is there anything, like, help me out here.
Yeah. I'm not gonna help you out here. You know, Granny Smith is the only woman I trust. That's what I got.
Okay, it's the only woman. You know,
I'm joking though, but you know,
in studio trust.
That's my line for you. Well, but eat apples because they're good for you and they taste great and people need to eat more fruit and vegetables and stuff anyway. So yeah, and drink water.
So one of the things I'm wondering, less is more. How did you get that name?
It's one of those things where people will play around with it, with your name, you know, because I've been called Les all my life, you know. So, but a real turning point, I went to school at Missouri State, and I went to school with Ryan Howard. He played for the Phillies, like a all-star type home run hitter. And he would always say it, you know, Les is more. And I was, you know, playing around then, but I was freestyling then, of course. I've always been freestyling. But, you know, he was like, Les is more. He always say that. Like, Les is more. Like, yep, whatever. And then, so like, hey, that's probably a good name to use if I do something. So it's already been ready.
Mm-hmm.
Been ready for an artist name.
So you've been freestyling in college. Like, when did you start freestyling?
Actually, probably forever. since like 93 or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. It's a long ass time.
You've been around the Kansas City hip hop scene for a while. Do you see yourself as kind of a leader for younger hip hop artists? What's your role?
I'm gonna be me and I'm gonna lead by example. If that's what needs to be, I'm gonna do what I do. I can help out anybody or give advice. I didn't know I spilled water, apparently, but I did.
That's all right.
But, yeah, I think that, this is the time. There's a lot of new folks coming out and doing stuff, and they're sure to seeing people making moves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you think that, like, the hip-hop scene in Kansas City has a lot of, growing talent? I mean, is there a lot happening? How would you describe the scene here?
Well, it's too big to even know really what's always going on, because just everybody's doing a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, even if it's on a small level where it's their friends, but it's still something major because it's what they want to do.
Yeah.
So, and I know about certain pockets and people that are making moves and doing things and people I like and, you know.
Well, I want to hear another. Let's listen to another track. It's from the video, The Line.
The Line.
It's effortless. Living life by the numbers, trying to stack hundreds. Personal.
Our guest today was Les Ismore. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Ismore's out with a new album, Heartfelt Anarchy, with D-Will. You can check out tracks, the new music video, and find out more information on our website, kcur.org. Les is also opening next week for Talib Kweli in Lawrence. In the meantime, Ismore will be out and about tomorrow night, freestyling on First Fridays. You can subscribe to our podcast, hear this conversation again, or access any of our previous shows from the Central Standard page of kcur.org. Tune in tomorrow for The Food Critics. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Suzanne Hogan, Claire McInerney is our intern, Kim Noble's our announcer, and Bill Anderson is our executive producer. Up to Date is next with a roundtable of children's book authors. I'm Alana Gordon, and this is Central Standard. Go.